With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. There are some new developments in the Trump administration's push for redistricting. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A panel of three federal judges in North Carolina has cleared the way for a new congressional map to be used in the 2026 midterm elections. The judges rejected arguments that the Republican redrawn map amounted to unconstitutional political retaliation and diluted the voting power of black voters. Meanwhile, in a reversal, Indiana Republicans will meet in December to consider a new congressional district map favoring GOP candidates. The state Senate's Republican leader had previously said they would not meet because there was not enough support to pass a new map. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is set to visit Russia next week to discuss a U.S. proposal to end the war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, U.S. Arms Secretary Dan Driscoll, who in recent weeks has played a high-profile role in the peace efforts, may be heading to Kyiv. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says helping secure Ukraine's security and sovereignty is in America's best interest.
For America, it matters an awful lot that Ukraine gets an outcome that guarantees their political stability, their sovereign integrity, and their security for decades to come. That's how President Trump delivered deterrence in his first term against Vladimir Putin, which we successfully did, and it's how we can restore deterrence again.
Pompeo made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Hong Kong's deadliest fire in decades is raising questions about corruption and negligence in the renovations of the apartment complex, where at least 128 people died. An intense fire broke out at Wang Thuk Court complex in Hong Kong's northern suburbs Wednesday afternoon. This is SRN News. A serious charge against Meta.
The internet giant, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is being accused by a former employee of ignoring sex trafficking on its platforms. Vaishnavi Jayakumar, who used to be Instagram's chief safety officer, has testified in a court filing that Meta would allow users to violate the prohibition on prostitution and sexual exploitation 16 times before finally being kicked off the platform. Pro-family groups have long argued that digital companies fail to protect kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up for the holiday season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at interfaith chapels in many U.S. airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders established chapels at airports in the 1970s and 80s, offering quiet space for individual prayer rather than organized services. Tucked behind baggage claims or above food courts, chapels are influenced by the local history. This is SRN News. UPS is addressing its holiday delivery logistics in the wake of the recent crash of one of its jets in Kentucky.
UPS grounded its fleet of McDonnell Douglas MD-11s after a fiery crash in Louisville, Kentucky earlier this month. 14 people were killed, including the plane's crew of three, when the left engine detached during takeoff. Now the company says that fleet is expected to miss the peak holiday season as it goes through inspections and possible repairs. An internal memo predicts it'll be several months before the MD-11 fleet returns to service. UPS says it intends to rely on contingency plans to deliver for customers throughout the peak holiday season. I'm Ben Thomas.
Travelers at the end of the Thanksgiving holiday today were finding hundreds of flights delayed and canceled in Chicago following a winter storm in the Great Lakes region, while a wintry mix of rain and snow developed in the Northeast. More details, SRNNews.com.